talk me through the test, William. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I was delighted with him. He was very, very good. He didn't make any mistakes. He really stayed concentrated in there. Naturally, the atmosphere today is a little bit quieter than it will be tomorrow. But in many ways, he quite benefits from a bit of excitement. I was thrilled with him. Thank you very much. Yeah, it was a good start.
Is it nice to have him back in action?
It's great. I mean, he's a very, very good horse, and it's great to have him here and doing his first badminton. It's very exciting.
A couple of shots you've got at the Grand Slam, the Rolex Grand Slam. Looking ahead to tomorrow, which horse do you expect to be in the lead for yourself after the dressage is finished?
They're both very good horses on the flat. I think it's hard to say. I mean, I hope, I suppose now Osley only got 46. I hope Park Lane can get better. I was hoping, I was thinking Oslo were more likely to get a 36, but anyway, not today. So with Saturday afternoon judging, who knows what'll happen, but certainly Park Lane Hawk's done some very good tests in his time, and hope he goes in there and does his stuff.
Do you feel the pressure? I'm sure you've been asked this a dozen times so far.
I think, in the build-up, you get quite excited, and there's a lot to look forward to, and there's been quite a lot of media interest, which is fantastic. But no, not at all today, actually. It's been, I felt very confident in my horse. I'm very aware of his capability, and I knew he was able to do a very good test. So that was a good feeling.
I know we'll probably be talking about this again tomorrow when you've ridden Park Lane Hawk, but looking ahead to Sunday, are you excited about both your rides?
Yes, happily I can say that at this stage. I think if I wasn't, then would be a little worrying. But no, at the moment they're on good form, and I think the course is well within their capability. I think it's a big track. Who knows how to ride? There's some very good combinations here who'll probably make it look very easy. But it's got to be jumped, and there's a long way around. And this way around, I think it's always a little bit tiring towards the end. Hugh Thomas has certainly saved the jumping efforts in the last couple, 3 minutes. So you want plenty of petrol left in the tank. I think that's going to be the secret.
Well, congratulations. You're in the lead so far. The first little section's done, and good luck for tomorrow. Well done.
Very excited to be just ahead of Michael. That's a better way around, and doesn't happen very often, so it's a good start.